Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Nice to see you, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
And also our taster for the month, Kati Harsin. Nice to see you as well.
I'm delighted to be here.
Let's start with some wine made in Le Marche, which is in the east coast of Italy, south of Venice. It's called Citano, and it uses a grape called Pecorino, and it is made by Fontezoppa. And this is a 2017 vintage. Mary Zajac, what do you think?
I really like this wine. This is sort of right in my wheelhouse. It doesn't taste like a lot of other things. I like the brininess of it. I like the saltiness. It's not super fruity. It sort of tastes of the sea to me, and that's very appealing.
Nice. Kati Harsin, for you?
You know, I like the fact that there's not a lot of acid there. It's not super high minerality-wise. It's not necessarily my thing, though, but I'll bet you like it a little bit.
I like this a lot, actually, and I think this is a great dinner wine if you have a fantastic Italian restaurant, which I am always looking for. In Montreal, there's one called Café Via Dante that I love going to, and they serve Pecorino. The guy who curates the wines there does a beautiful job, and he curates the wines. The wines are perfect with the food. This is a nice medium-bodied wine, not acidic, as you say, but has a lot of guts to it. I like this very, very much, and I would be happy to drink this with a great meal. Our second wine is from Portugal. It was Herdade do Rocim Amphora, and it was a 2018 vintage. It was a white wine, and the cepage, 40% Antal Vaz, 20% Perum, 20% Rabot de Ovelha, and 20% Montiudo. For me, I'm just going to go first. There's nothing in this wine that I enjoyed. It's just too wild and too crazy. If you want something that is just completely out in left field, I would choose this.
This wine is made in ultra-traditional methods. It's called amphora. The winemaking process followed the traditional methods of using clay pots. There was no temperature control. Fermentation took place with indigenous yeasts, without any addition of anything else. And so this is really, it's literally wild wine. The best flavor I can come up with, I was thinking underripe pear, but I think more like Asian pear.
So, Kati, how is it for you?
So for me, this is sort of an adventure. And I think sometimes for me also drinking is an adventure. Even though it's maybe something that I wouldn't drink on its own, I would definitely want to have this with maybe something spicy. I'll bet you this would work with spicy food. I enjoyed the experience of trying this. I don't necessarily love the taste, but I do like the adventure.
So, two very interesting wines. For me, I'm going with a Pecorino, and I'm going to put it with my Cacio e Pepe. I think this would be great with Cacio e Pepe, actually. Yeah, I'm just saying. Whew, aren't I opinionated?
Are you going to make some?
Cacio e
Pepe?
You know, that I could do that for you. That's
Thank
available.
You.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
I'm Mary Zajac.
I'm Kati Harrison.
Cheers.